Three homeless people are now in police custody in connection with the I-85 fire. One of them is Basil Ellaby, who's charged with first-degree arson and criminal damage. He was allegedly smoking crack under I-85. Freelance journalist George Chidi says there's more blame to go around.
It's not like I don't believe that somebody stupidly set fire to the combustible conduit stored under the bridge. The very quick arrest and arson charges for Basil Ellaby may or may not be sustained. There will be hearings and perhaps a trial, assuming Ellaby doesn't just cut a deal like 90% of indigent criminal defendants do. I don't really care. Let me state the obvious. Whoever is responsible for storing material under the interstate that could melt a bridge had better still be in prison when Ellaby gets out. The Department of Transportation bears the true burden for this disaster. And that may be why state investigators quickly made an arrest of someone who doesn't work in a business suit. The follow-up news stories weren't looking at the chain of command, working their way down from GDOT Commissioner Russell McMurray, trying to figure out who had the legal authority to allow high-density plastic conduit to be stored under a highway. Instead, it's the easy story. Pictures of the black guy in the orange jumpsuit that they've done 1,000 times before. And because it's easy to report, everyone reported it, burying the real questions under a wave of sensational news about an alleged crackhead burning down I-85. Take a look at the stacks there of a product made from petroleum, stored under the pylons of a bridge, and tell me a fire marshal would have signed off on that. I think somebody violated policy. Someone has apparently been violating policy for about a decade. McMurray said it had been under there since as early as 2006. None of the executives in GDOT's organizational chart have the words safety or security in their job title. Whoever's job it is to figure out whether or not there are systematic risks to the transportation infrastructure in this town isn't important enough to name. The buck is going to be passed. Someone is inevitably going to argue that this kind of catastrophe could not have been predicted, that this type of conduit isn't normally all that flammable, and that no one in charge of anything important at GDOT should be held responsible for a decision made 10 years ago to store the stuff under a bridge. It will be described as an organizational failure, because the department isn't set up with an internal inspection system to catch these kinds of problems. They will say that they took security precautions by storing it behind a lock gate. They'll blame the crackhead. The moment we hear anything like that will be the moment that we should ask for Russell McMurray's resignation. Basil Ellaby should not be the only person facing serious criminal charges today. They're slapping the wrong face on this mess.
That's freelance journalist George Chidi. His views do not express the views of the staff at GPB. You can read his entire commentary at gpbnews.org. Meanwhile, Atlanta Councilmember C.T. Martin is calling for an independent investigation into the bridge fire. GDOT Commissioner Russell McMurray responded yesterday during a press conference.
I had heard that the city council had asked for that. We certainly will support the Atlanta Fire Chief Baker and all their efforts and provide any detail they need. We'll be fully cooperative, and everything we have is on the table.